Time Talk with your hostess, Immaculate C. Ms. T will be here in a minute. I'm going to play you a song. We're also with Mindiana Jones in the house.
Yo, yo.
Working the board. Tonight, we're going to have Hugh Hefner versus Larry Flint and some other stuff. But here we're going to kick it off with Ladytron Playgirl. Is this playing? Where's my volume? Okay, that was Playgirl by Ladytron a la 2003, I think. So we're back with Sexy Time Talk. This is Immaculate C and
Miss T.
She's in the house. She finally got here. So she was excited to be on the show. So she got here. And like,
I made it.
She made it, what, 10 minutes?
No, 15.
15 minutes, which is normally a half hour drive?
Something like that, yeah. Depends on
without
traffic.
Without traffic?
Crazy, yeah. I jammed over here.
So I mentioned a little earlier, this is Skid Row Studios. If you have an opinion, I guess you could just message us on our Facebook. That's Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Mm-hmm. And right now we're just a podcast, which is good. It's okay. You're listening to us in China.
No, we can always check back on the emails anyways. We'll answer anything.
Okay, so tonight we're talking about Larry Flint. What is that?
We got some coyotes. Larry Flint hoedown? What is that?
We got some coyotes down there. Larry Flint versus that other guy.
Hefner?
Hugh Hefner. Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
I thought we were going to talk about the court case or something.
No, I know. Okay, sorry. Hugh Hefner versus Larry Flint. Uh-huh. So I told you about this documentary that just came out. Did you watch it?
I saw it actually a while ago.
It came out last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about Hugh Hefner, rebel.
Activist.
Yeah,
I did see it.
But old man.
What is he?
Viejo,
80s?
Gringo.
I know.
Wait, he's no, like sorry. Viejo, verde. Huh?
He's in his 80s now, right?
Yeah, he's like 86.
Wow. That's
crazy. Viejo, verde. Anyways, so what did you think about him? Did you watch the whole documentary?
I'm like when it came out, like about a year and a half ago. I think it's a year and a half ago.
So it didn't intrigue you in any way?
No, it was really good. It was interesting.
Okay, so this
sucked me in.
Huh?
It sucked me in. I liked it.
It sucked you in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only started watching it about, I guess, the part where he was doing his TV show, his Playboy's Penthouse.
That's what I kind of got sucked in. It was pretty interesting, right? How it started off in Chicago and how it was like a kind of like a cool, like an upscale club type thing, how they made it. It was neat.
I researched him a little bit on the all knowledgeable
Wikipedia.
Yeah, whatever. On the quick, I only have 2 minutes to study before the show. So he got his bachelor's in psychology and he minored in like art and something else. Mm-hmm. And I guess he got some gig doing some kind of like editing or something at some Esquire magazine back in the day in the '50s and whatever. They didn't give him a raise and he got some enough money. And from his mom and some other people, and he had his idea for his Playboy magazine. I guess got those pictures of Marilyn Monroe, and after that, he started making some money. So it started off with that magazine, and it was making a lot of sales. And then he started doing the TV shows and started having his like Playboy,
the TV show. Right?
Yeah, but his whole way of life, his motto, his whole.
I'm blanking.
Mantra, whatever that word is.
Yeah, I know. Philosophy.
Philosophy.
Playboy philosophy.
Yeah. but it was interesting because we were talking about it. It was like, you know, his TV show was, you know, it was forward because it, just for the fact that he had musical groups. One, he had African-American groups.
Cool.
So he had like Sammy Davis Jr.
Pretty surprised by. Yeah, a lot of interracial bands were on there.
Yeah, he had interracial groups when a lot of people didn't want to do that stuff. So this is, and we're talking about 1959, 1960.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for him to be okay with that, that's cool. And, you know, of course he had his little, you know, hot chicks, you know, just
hanging
out. Yeah,
both controversial, man. Think about that.
Yeah, for that.
Yeah.
So I guess they didn't air it. They didn't air it in the South.
Yeah.
But I mean, for him to still be, you know, open-minded and opinionated, and that's what he was going to want. And I guess he had Lenny Bruce on the show a lot, and who he was controversial at the time as a comedian. Let me play a little tidbit of this. It comes out. Oh, this is never.
Hello there. Glad you could join us this evening. I'm Hugh Hefner, editor-publisher of Playboy magazine, and your host. And this is Playboy's Penthouse. Come on in and meet some of our guests. Well, here we have Eleanor Bradley and Miss Joyce Nazari, two of our most popular playmates, and Lenny Bruce.
Did you hear it over there?
Foremost exponent of sick humor and...
Oh! Isn't that sick? Oh, boy, the champagne is really making my nose bubbly, Uncle.
Okay, so that's a little tidbit of his show. So, I mean, it seems like a cool, like, for back in the day.
I know.
For, like,
I thought it was pretty cool.
The way MTV was cool back in the day. And, but, I mean, we're thinking with our brain now, like, as, like, of course, like, in the 70s, there had, like, well, 60s and 70s, there was a lot of feminists being like, oh, there's a bunch of bullshit having women dressed up as, you know, bunnies.
Little bunny suits.
Yeah.
Degrading.
And, yeah, and there was like Gloria Steinem. I read an article about her. You know, she was an undercover bunny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, and so she wrote an article about it because there was this club and they had the Playboy Club all over the place in different places. And she was just kind of like, it was whatever. Her feet were hurting. She didn't like it. You know, it was a little degrading, you know, for her to be a waitress. Mm-hmm. You know, as a waitress working all these hours and, you know, you had to waste so many pounds and do this. So it wasn't as glamorous as they try to make it, of course. But like, it was just interesting, I guess, as far as the magazine, he had a lot of interviews and stuff like that, and Malcolm X.
I didn't realize how many like authors had contributed that were pretty popular or famous. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, they did interviews of, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King
was on there. I was like, wow, I didn't know any of that. You never hear any of that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Right? He had this one particular writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a black writer. And so he's the one that did the Malcolm X biography or co-wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one interesting thing that he had this black writer do an interview on a white supremacist big thing. So it was like, the irony to do that. But it's like great that he had this kind of controversy going on. And so there was one thing for him that was a plus. You know, and this is when he was a young guy.
Yeah.
And then two, there was something about, I guess he ran this article. Pull up your Wikipedia. Oh, you can't do it. they ran this article about the story in his early Playboy magazines because Esquire wouldn't run it. It had something to do with a story about a heterosexual man getting harassed in a world of homosexuals.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got all this controversy.
I thought that was a really cool article, too.
Yeah, I got all this controversy about it, and he just made a statement. Well, if it's wrong to harass a heterosexual man in a world of homosexuals, then it's wrong the opposite.
See, he's just an up and comer.
Yeah,
and like he liked controversy. He even said that.
Yeah,
right. So he's like, we learn from controversy, we make change, and we become better.
Yeah, and he was a thinker. I mean, he went to college. Whatever. He didn't go into graduate school or anything, but he was thinking, and there was those, so that thing with the race. And then as far as homosexuality, so there was race, there was homosexuality that he supported. There was, I guess, another case of a man who was, I guess, a DJ or something. And he got, he was in jail for about, I don't know how long he was in, but he was sentenced for like 20 years or something because of a sodomy case. And he, someone gave him head. And so I don't know how it happened, but someone found out and he was in jail. And so he wrote a letter because he was reading about the Playboy and the philosophy and this and that. So he happened to write a letter. And then so Hugh Hefner and them, tried to work to get him out of jail because it's not cool. Someone going to jail for a little sodomy.
He just jumped on top of everything that was controversial. He kind of touched on everything, but it was pretty neat.
Pretty neat. Yeah, and then it was just the case, I guess, that little part he felt a little bad when he had, I think it was Sarah Brown Miller or something, or she was just a big feminist, and they were on that radio show, that talk show. Oh, I really got a burp. Sorry. that she was mad with him because she was like, when the day you walk around wearing heels and a little bunny tail, that kind of thing. So she was, I understand their perspective. They were pissed off.
Yeah.
And,
I can see both viewpoints, though. Yeah, definitely. Like, I wouldn't want to be walking around in a little bunny outfit.
Yeah. Now you would on Halloween.
For Halloween only. But not as a job every day. Like,
I
can understand. And then on his point, though, too, it's like he just did what he wanted to do, even though it was controversial. And just, it's nothing wrong with, like he said, too, sex. There's nothing wrong with it. And he was talking about his whole Puritan, whatever, family background and stuff like that. I remember that. So it just makes, I don't know. I thought what he did is, it's interesting, controversial, and it just, I don't know. I think he did make a difference, so.
I'm tired. What did he do?
What, Hugh, or now we're still on Larry?
No, Hugh Hefner, I don't know. Is it about... Okay, when you think of Hugh Hefner, no, you think of him now.
Yeah.
You think of him as this dirty old man with all his wives and his girlfriends.
I think of him.
And you think of Playboy now, the standard, and you get pissed off because it's like, this is saying what women should look like, and this is sexuality, and these blonde chicks with the, it's pretty much Pamela Anderson after.
It's fake, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because before that, it was cool to have Bush. It was cool to have, you look at the... probably a lot of the 70s models, they have their bikini line and their bushes. And before that, and they were covered up.
Everyone's just natural.
I mean, it was cute. But I'm sure the women back then were appalled.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. Because they're like,
those are dirty women. Yeah, they're loose or whatever.
Yeah, it was repressed. But now it's like you're like, you want it to be back then. Like, oh, there's no problem. I don't know.
You kind of look back at the old Playboy and it's like, it wasn't bad actually, right?
Yeah.
And now looking at the new stuff, it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's fake and forced and just sleazy.
It's forced because they had surgery?
Yeah, well, it's like the forced beauty, you know, like just, I don't know. It's not real.
Well, neither is putting a bunch of mascara on and thick eyeliner and being all Cleopatra like, what's her face in the day? Elizabeth Taylor.
Liz?
Yeah. I mean, what's her name? Bleached her hair.
Who?
Monroe. Like a lot of those women bleached their hair and blonde and stuff. Just, so they did a lot of painful things.
Yeah, I guess. But it seemed more, I don't know, natural compared to now. Maybe because all the surgery aspect of it, that's what I kind of relate to.
Okay, you're thinking on that and health, that health issues?
Not necessarily health. It just seems like, I don't know, I think we've kind of, well, even though you're saying that we still, you know, did stuff, you kind of embraced yourself then and just, you didn't have to like alter it that much.
Well, it's still shaving.
I know, but it's, I don't know, I just don't think it was as bad as now.
Shaving, plucking, eyeliner, rollers, hair. They did
pantyhose and all that stuff. Yeah, and then corset.
But you know what though? Then that was also regular women. It wasn't necessarily women magazines.
Yeah. I think we've always done that though. If you think back in history,
to attract a mate.
Always.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter even if you're trying to attract the opposite sex mate, because even if you're trying to attract the same gender, the same sex, you still want to like kind of look good. Or even smell good, hopefully.
See, we've always, in a sense, done it, though, right?
Yeah. And
done the more painful, torturous.
Yeah, and he was just kind of being like, this is what we like, and this is cool. I got a magazine, like, before I met my lover. I think a year before, I actually found in a vintage antique store an old magazine from 1963 or 4.
Uh-huh.
No, maybe 62 or 3. And it had first...
Like a Playboy or something?
Yeah, a Playboy from that old. And it had an article, one of the Beatles' first American articles. So I got it. And the chick, you know, they're covered. There was, you know, the centerfold actually looked like Amy Winehouse, which was kind of funny, you know. But they're pretty much covered. But I bought this magazine and I was like, one day when I meet someone awesome. Because I, you know, I had a feeling I was going to meet someone awesome who liked the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And I just had this feeling like, oh, I'm going to get this and give it as a present to someone. And sure enough, when I met my man, it was like, I gave that to him before we even like hooked up. I was like, oh, you want to do a trade? Yeah, I gave it to him as kind of a like, I like you kind of thing. But I try to be cool about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you like the Beatles? I got this for you. So he fell in love. But,
he bribed
me. Yeah, but I'm not offended, you know? And it was weird because it was like I gave my boyfriend a Playboy magazine, you know? But I kind of even want the Madonna one. And, you know, there's some, I saw some of the 80s with like Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Yes, yeah, so you're okay with it then.
Pre-1990, I suppose. I don't know.
Do you have a time frame that you're okay with it?
You know why?
Not that I've necessarily looked at any new.
No, I think it's Playboy's fault of why women suddenly had to start shaving their bush.
You think it's Playboy's
fault? Yeah, I think so. Because I remember everyone had a bush in 1994 and 1995, every woman still had a bush. Normal women. 1995, you had a bush. 1995? Or you were pre-bushed. Oh, we got a call. How is that? We're not even live.
Let's see who's there.
Hello?
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 Caller.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
And?
How's it going?
How do you know about us? We're not even live.
Huh?
How do you know about this show?
What's going on? What do you have to tell us?
How do I know about the show?
Do you have a question? Hello?
Hello?
This is Sexy Time Talk. Are you trying to call Piñata Hour?
No, Sexy Time.
Do you have a question, Robert?
No.
Or an opinion?
How about you think about it and give us a call back?
Do you like women with bushes or without bushes?
I like that without.
Without bushes. Okay. And your Playboy or Hustler?
I like Hustler.
We got the dirty guy on the line. Why do you prefer Hustler?
I like the dirtiness.
You like the pink eye shot?
Yeah. The cool shots and everything.
Where are you from, Robert?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Cool. Yeah.
Hello, Philadelphia.
So we speak from the more virginal aspect of everything. I know I'm a little bit pro Playboy if I had to compare the two.
You? Likewise.
But I think we're thinking from a different perspective.
Me?
Yeah. What about
man? I probably look at porns a little worse than both of those.
Ah, you like the hardcore.
I like the full nakey.
Oh, no. Do you have any other comments, Robert?
What else are you guys talking about?
Oh, you don't even know we're on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Robert, you have to tell us a story.
What kind of story?
Under 10 seconds, though.
A 10-second story involving your favorite porno experience.
My favorite porno?
Okay, Robert, thank you for calling. We'll let you go. Thank you for listening.
Hey, bro.
Hey, that was interesting. But I don't understand. How did he know we're on the air?
He probably just saw Sexy Time Talk in a 1-800 number and thought it was a good idea.
No, like, are we advertised or something? Or
don't you advertise on Facebook? And
yeah, but we have like 30 fans.
There's more to the world than Facebook.
Oh, do you think like Skid Row Studios? Maybe on the website.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, but I wonder if his name was Robert. But thank you for calling anyways. I got scared. But I do, again, where
if you're
was
thinking
I?
Of the two.
I blame Playboy, mm-hmm. post Pamela Anderson or whatever, mm-hmm. for the bush being trimmed. Because in 95, everybody had bushes. And the only reason I know this was because I saw other girls in the showers and they all had bushes. So that's my theory, right? That was my whole world. So if I'm one out of 30 people or 30 other girls, mm-hmm. and they all have bushes, so that's the world, right? Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, maybe a couple years later, I was talking to a friend, a dude, and I went to the dorm room, mm-hmm. and he was watching a Playboy video, but it was funny. It was classy.
Oh,
it wasn't
softcore.
It wasn't porn. It was girls playing basketball in high heel tennis shoes. I told you this story.
No,
they were wearing high school. High heel tennis shoes, uh-huh. and they were all naked. But of course, they had the balloon boobies. Uh-huh. But it was like the first time I ever saw a shaved bush. It was weird. I never saw that before. So obviously it must have, you know, for them to be on this video like that, it must have been showing it in magazines or whatever. And it translated into the American woman's brain somehow. Because all of a sudden I come back, I'm in the U.S. or whatever. I'm back in hometown and suddenly everybody has to have their bush trimmed. So how do I go from being in the shower with tons of other women with the bush and suddenly there's no more bushes? Okay. Or at least really trimmed ones. So, whatever. I blame Playboy.
So it's Playboy's fault. Okay.
I blame Hugh Hefner. So that's we need to keep score. Like, no, bad. Yes, good. Okay, so fighting racism. Good for Hugh. Fighting.
Check.
Fighting homophobia. Check. Mm-hmm. Good for Hugh. I guess he dabbled a little bit into... into a little butt. I don't know how you word it. I guess he was a little bi for a second.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I read about that. You know, saving the dude from jail. That was check.
Everybody was a little bi, I think. What? Right? In the 70s, everyone was trying stuff, I think.
I don't know. You think men were?
But I kind of think so.
I guess. And maybe if they dabbled into somebody else instead of someone dabbling into them. But... That was my thought. So I missed the producer. I wonder where the producer is.
Oh, they made it all the way to New York.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Following their ventures?
Yeah.
Damn it. let me play this and...
I swear to tell the truth.
Oh, did I play
the
this
whole
last
truth
time? But it's so
and
good.
Nothing but the truth. So help me God. In the name of the Father.
Oh, I played that last week.
Holy Ghost. Amen. Sodomy.
Indiana, tell me about the first time you shaved your bush, going on this theory.
Well, that's something I don't very much do too often, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay, but the first time you knew about it, that you were supposed to.
Oh, I'm not supposed to, but I...
that you thought you were supposed
to. Didn't you get pressured? Didn't all your girlfriends pressure you in the shower?
No, I don't think I really took many showers with the ladies.
Communal showers? No, I didn't do any of that.
When that bush started growing, I shaved it when I was like in middle school.
In middle? Oh my God. She's from the middle of the country. She's from the middle of the country.
I think it was just like, I discovered porn when I was in like fifth grade. So
I think that's right.
Seeing that stuff and...
Well, was that porn?
Just started growing, and I didn't have anyone to talk to about it, so I just got rid of it.
Was the hey, what's it called? Take it in the butt or take it out the butt?
The wet spots. Do you take it in the ass? Oh,
okay. So which magazines did you used to look at?
Well, honestly, sorry,
you're gonna say something like glutes.
Well, no. Most of the porn I started looking at was lesbian porn because my father had quite the collection of lesbian porn. Mm-hmm. As a child, I did get grounded for watching porn because I wasn't sneaky enough and I didn't rewind the video. So I literally had to get like sat down and like, Mindy, were you watching this? I'm like, he left it in the VCR.
What
part was it at when you turned it off? I don't know. Two ladies doing it. I was wrong. It was
two really good
sex.
Friends.
Were your parents divorced?
That's a long story. Basically, dad and then stepmom.
But when you found the magazine, he did have a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry, as we were talking about your dad, like your dad wasn't like.
Dude, there's a story I think you guys will enjoy. When I was having a few friends over, and I had this videotape with this vampire movie, Fright Night.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that movie when I was little, so I was watching with all my friends, and then all of a sudden, the videotape disappears, and I see this weird fuzzy, like, white stuff moving. And I'm like, what's that? And then the lampshade moves. It's a videotape of my dad whacking it with a room full of my friends in middle school.
No!
Wait, is that what?
My dad recorded over my whacking it.
He was whacking.
He videotaped himself whacking it over one of my movies, so all my friends saw.
Oh!
And then the best part was everyone bursts out laughing, and my dad runs down the stairs, and I hit pause. He's like, "What's so funny?" And I was like, "This Bugs Bunny cartoon's hilarious." And then he was like, "Push play." So I did, and he was like, "Mindy." And I was like, what? You videotaped
it. It's his own fault. Oh, my.
You videotaped. Aw, you got a silly dad.
I do. My dad's a character.
He's like, that's a character.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I was
a... traumatic.
I'd be all...
It was, kind of.
Traumatic.
Oh, yeah, I'm traumatized because one time I peeked my eyeball and I saw my brother looking at dirty movies in the living room. But, like, he's all, get out, stay out. You know what you did, but I was peeking through the little crack in the door, and I didn't know what it was watching. But it was like, I think 80s porn because I saw a lot of lace.
A lot of lace.
I saw big hair and lace. So it must
big
have
hair,
been
big bush, and
must
a lot
have
of
been
lace.
The 80s. Thank God I was like dreaming or something. But Is that a phone call? Is that a phone call for us? It just keeps giving me a keypad song. Oh, you know, we have a caller. Are you answering the phone?
Right now, it doesn't look like you have a caller. The phone was ringing a couple times. I assumed it was your Philadelphia fan. And
No. It was someone else calling who was silly because she wanted to help out.
Okay.
It's okay.
Next time the phone rings, I'll...
You'll answer it?
You'll pick up.
But your story was probably more exciting. So here's the wet spots. Do you take it in the ass?
Nice.
Well, my father says you're nifty, and you've heard of Baudelaire, and we both agree that human rights abuses are unfair. You understand your feelings, and you're not afraid to share, and I think I could do something with your hair. You smell nice, and you're groovy, and we both like foreign movies. My mother says you have that touch of class. Well, I can see a shining future where we'll dialogue and nurture, but there's one last thing I feel I need to ask. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause you're beautiful and curvy, but unless you're kind of pervy, there's no way you and me are gonna last. Do you take it in the ass?
Okay, that was dedicated to Hugh Hefner. That was the wet spots. Do you take it in the ass? If you have YouTube or the computer, you must have a computer if you're listening. Oh my God. Well, if you have access to the internet, you should check it out on YouTube. Oopsie. But you have to be over 18, okay? Because that video is quite interesting. It's cute.
They have many more, and they do some wonderful songs.
Are they from LA? Have you met these people?
They're from Canada.
Sounds like Canadian.
They have a lick, licky, 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 labia, licky.
Okay, so we'll invest. I'll invest some time and do some research.
Funny.
Thank you for that. That was Mindiana Jones' request as well. So, oh wow, do we have? No, I gotta.
What?
Blah 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 blah. Oh, so
Yes.
Oh, Larry Flint. Tell me about Larry Flint. So now we're moving on. Larry Flint. Go ahead, go.
I don't really know much about Larry Flint other than his Hustler and just really controversial.
The Hustler Casino?
Huh?
The Hustler Casino.
His
Have you
Hustler
been there?
Empire. Yeah. Let's put it that way. I don't know. And I just relate everything to like sleaze factor. And just if you compare Playboy versus Hustler, you just think of Playboy as classier and Hustler seems to be like spread it all out. Just, I don't know. I think maybe it's just more publicized and Playboy seems safe. Like all the celebrities seem to like do that, right? Once you get big in Hollywood. Doesn't everyone seem to like do a Playboy shoot, right? It's like the thing to do.
Or the thing to do is to offer a Playboy shoot. Mm-hmm. And then they make it a big announcement like
Katy
Perry was offered. Yeah.
But nobody, that doesn't go with like Hustler. Nobody gets offered that. Or if that's the case, no one says anything.
Well, actually, like hush. I knew a girl who did karaoke. She was a karaoke DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Real cute girl. She had like 5 kids, but real cute still. I don't know how she kept her little body,
mm-hmm.
Like 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how, I hardly knew her. But some little thing conversation. She knew someone who took pictures. So mm-hmm. she said, fuck it. And she did some pictures for Hustler.
Really?
She said, she probably only got paid like 500 or 1,000 or something. Yeah. And then, and I asked about the photo because automatically I was thinking, was she doing the pink eye shot, you know?
Right.
Is that what you call it, the pink eye? I read it somewhere. The pink eye. Well, it's not the brown eye.
No. Well, it could be.
Well, no one has the brown eye anymore if you're doing porn or that kind of stuff.
Bleaching.
So the pink shot. She said in her photo she was wearing like thigh-high boots.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pretty much just nude.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing thigh-high like black boots.
Hmm.
But you know, she's married to a husband, and like all her dude friends were all excited, McCann, you have it. And the boyfriend was the husband's kind of weird about it,
but they're all spread, cool. Right, it's not like you're just posed legs closed.
No, I remember the once in a while you brush up, me being all virginal and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like to brush up against a Playboy magazine back in the day, you're like, mm-hmm. ugh, like, you know, you see the outside cover, a little flip, and they're like, huh, against the waterfall or something, you know, against some rocks and stuff, wearing their lace, and they still have them scantily clad or something, or baby doll.
Yeah.
Whatever. Their legs are closed or they're mildly set aside.
Yeah.
First time I saw a Hustler, I was, 19 or something.
That's
and
a shocker,
went
right?
to another Two? Guy's, dorm room. And he was a cool dude from somewhere in the middle or Texas or something. But he had like his little shelf, and then he had a couple of magazines, and I saw one, and it was kind of open, and I just saw a glimpse of it with the thighs open, the legs just, and it's vulva.
I know.
And it was like, and the thing was, he was like a nerdy, cute guy, and it was just like, I shamed him.
You shamed him. See, it's a bit too much in your face, right?
Yeah.
It's too much.
You only want it in your face when it's between two people. I don't know. But then this one over here, this one, you don't care about pink eyes and vulva shots.
But you know what? No, that's the difference. Because like porn,
I don't want to see a man's asshole.
No, obviously.
I do.
You see? I like to look at a little booty and spank it. But, you know.
But the whole spread them thing's like a bit much. Yeah.
I can't look at no one's holes. Come on. Especially with, you know, people having vaginal infections all the time.
So you're thinking
it doesn't matter. Back then, when I was young, I was thinking virginally. I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking like, whoa, too much vagina.
See, and that's another thing too. The body is beautiful the way it is. Like if you pose nicely, just like back in those, you know, Renaissance times, or just have those nude photos or paintings.
Venus de Milo?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, she didn't have a bush.
She didn't have a bush. She was covered. She didn't have a bush. Draped.
What's up? Oh, we got a phone call. What's up?
Let's go right to that. Let's see.
Is this Nelly from Tennessee? Hello?
Hey there.
Caller, you're on the line. This is Sexy Time Talk at Skid Row Studios.
I don't hear anyone.
I don't hear you. We hang up.
Okay.
So anyways. Maybe she got nervous.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I think it's just easier to see the body. I think it's beautiful, right? Naked. Closed legs. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little draping in front. It's
because you're looking at other women. Okay, because you're a straight woman looking at at other women.
Yeah.
You don't want to see their vulva.
Right.
But okay,
even a guy, though.
Does a man... Men, no, but obviously Robert, caller over there, likes to look at the open slot, the open shots.
Right, I think that's the thing, the difference between, I think, a girl and a guy, though.
I don't know. My man don't like looking at open shots. At least he tells me so.
Right?
Okay, gentlemen, if you want to keep a nice relationship
you're not
with
home
a nice
right now.
a nice girl, your wife, your baby mama to be, you don't like Hustler. You're just kidding. I don't know.
No, actually, yeah.
We got a big old smile over here.
From
She's
Indiana.
Like, yeah. And you know what's funny? Mindiana is like total sweet. it comes across as so innocent.
You wouldn't know.
She wouldn't
I'm
know.
A pervert.
She plays drums. But
it's always the quiet ones.
So Larry Flint, his deal was he was in the Army, he was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. But he was in, you know, no college. Like, he left high school early. Mm-hmm. He seemed like a hick. He saved some money or bought his mom's, like, little club. And so then he started having, like, the Hustler Bar. And his thing was that originally he started having naked dancers. Mm. So that was his thing. So he was pretty much started with strip clubs. And then it turned into a Hustler newsletter, which turned into the magazine. Mm. And I remember... That was, like, a little shocking in the movie. Did you see that? Larry Flint versus the People?
Long time ago.
Yeah, that with Courtney Love and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that one, it was, like, there's a particular shot where they were doing pictures for the little magazine, and they're trying to do it, and there was a guy doing the photographer. And, you know, Larry Flint was, like, open your legs. And she opened them a little, and then he's, like, more. And she opened them a little bit more, and he was trying to take pictures. And then he just went over there and just... spread her legs open, and she was in shock. The photographer was in shock, and Larry Flint was like, that's the money shot, you know. And it was, bam, that was their gig. But he was always getting into lawsuits, you know, public obscenity, and you know, obviously they tried to get Hugh Hefner a lot here and there, but I guess, you know, it was the it seemed like the courts would be they didn't know how to decide when it came to Hugh Hefner. But it was like with Flint, everyone hated him. What was that? Was that you? A comment?
Accident.
Oh. Passing gas. So again, this is Kiddo Studios. So in my opinion, I vote Hugh Hefner if I had to choose one perv over the other.
Likewise. Yep.
But yeah, they don't really think... I guess recently, like the whole him having a bunch of girlfriends and wives, I think, you know, he's like... accordingly to his documentary, it was just... after his last divorce and that relationship ended, he decided to just like, fuck it, I'm going to party. I'm an
it's
old
his
man.
His last hurrah, yeah. He's going
to
go out with
I'm going to party. I'm going to have like hot chicks, you know? And I guess he was attempted to get married again last year. And it said the chick like broke it off 5 days right before.
Yeah.
5 days. Fucking bitch. She got it. Well, at least she got a conscience. Right?
Yeah.
I guess she couldn't do it. Because, I mean, she was boning him for a while, or she was letting him, she was doing it, sleeping with him, getting money from him for how long? And then at least she had a conscience and she didn't go through with it. Because the other thing she could have done was to marry him like any Anna Nicole Smith would have and then waited for him to die and try to collect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, props to Hugh Hefner's last chick.
So he's just having fun with his life and just living how he's always done. He's been consistent, at least, right?
Consistent with what?
Just his life, his philosophy.
Being kind of like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going to go out with a bang. I think that's all I have to say. So, yeah, he's the least sleazy of the two, to me, as well. For him to choose the magazines, like, Hustler, no.
Yeah, I guess we're looking at the magazine. But, yeah, I guess it's the cool thing, like you were talking about celebrities. Maybe they're not modeling for Playboy, but to be offered to be in Playboy. So they're still constantly plugging Playboy to, you know, like so-and-so was offered
publicity.
A Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a definitely a publicity stunt.
Yeah, just to even offer it, because then you're like, oh, but whatever. No one's going to offer for Hustler. That's funny. What about, I don't like the Playboy articles of clothing, and like I don't want to publicize that and, you know, wear stuff like that. You know, like
stuff?
Oh, there's cute shoes or that bag and it has a Playboy bunny head on it.
I've had a gift given to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. With a Playboy bunny on it.
Yeah.
Or whatever that little bunny.
But I would actually use it so it wouldn't show. I would turn it inside.
But it was a gift. But like, that's the thing.
I wouldn't go away. No.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I don't want to advertise for that. It's just not my thing to advertise. For that.
Mm.
I was like, no.
Yeah. Hustler Casino. We should go to Hustler Casino and protest.
What?
Okay, I know this one's not going to protest. Where's the Hustler Casino anyways?
I have no clue.
Is it like off the 5 freeway?
Is it?
It's off the 605? Yeah, it's somewhere in the dirty town.
Town.
So, shit. Our time's... Okay, so Hugh Hefner wins. Fuck it. If I had to be a feminist in this day and I'm just talking about Hugh Hefner pre-1990... And oh, he's cool.
Pre-shaving.
Leave the bush. Anyways, so we had this question. We really only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Sorry. We only have a few minutes left. We had this question about this girl who she was like passionate with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning of their relationship, and then they hooked up together and they moved in together. And then she wanted to still be kissing him and making out. Mm-hmm. And then he just kind of told her that, like, it's different. You know, we see each other all the time. So he doesn't really want to necessarily make out with her, mm-hmm. you know. And he was like, well, we could, you know, set up a date to make out, or we'll just have to, like, you know, set up an appointment time or something to make out. What would you take that as far as a new relationship? That maybe they just moved in together.
New relationship?
Yeah, maybe a newer relationship where they just moved in together.
I don't know. I don't think, usually at the beginning of relationships, everything's like perfect. And like
making out.
Yeah.
But okay, once you start living, okay, you're living together.
And still, likewise, it's all brand new. And it's like, everything's like fine and handy dandy and, you know, new. Like,
well, also, how long living with each other before it's okay to not make out all the time?
To actually complain that way, though?
Do you think she was complaining?
No.
Or do you think he's complaining because he's like, you know, we see each other all the time?
That's what I'm saying. Is he actually complaining? Like, I don't want to do this?
Or what if he's saying that he's tired?
I don't know. It just seems a little fishy to me. Like,
why would he say I'm too tired?
Why would he say too tired? I don't know. I just picture guys and sex. It's like they're a go.
No, not sex. Just making out.
But it can lead to, right?
Right.
Usually it's the start of.
Right.
So to me, for a guy to say no to the make out, which could lead to sex, is a bit odd. There's something else going on, something else bothering him. Is he having issues within a relationship that he's not really wanting to talk about?
So it's okay for a female, because I, you know, for me, I can't do it. I'm tired. So then I feel bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you think for a guy, it's okay to be like, I'm down to make out because...
You actually do that and you'll say, no, I don't want to do this. Like, stop completely. Like,
oh, no. I'm just like, oh, I'm ready to pass out, like being exhausted.
Yeah.
I'll be like, we got to make an appointment to do it, you know? But I mean, as far as coming to making out, like you said, for me, it's a precursor to, you know, doing it. So it's like a sexy time, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and he knows it's important for me to want to make out, mm-hmm. you know, for certain times and for sexy time.
Yeah.
Or like... randomly, like maybe at a party or at a show or like in the car or something, then we'll give some sexy kisses. Yeah. We're not going to do it
right
at a party or a show.
But it's all kind of foreplay though.
Right. And I try to do that like, oh, when we get home, we're going to do it. But I'm really tired.
Right.
I'm really exhausted. But I'm not going to do it. But so you think it might be a little something more?
I don't know.
Man to say?
I guess depending on how long they've been together, the age of the guy too. I just figure like a younger guy too would want to just do it.
Well, I don't know if this person's
younger. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's several factors. I don't know how.
Age,
how long they've been together.
Okay.
Is there something else going on within the relationship? Have they had problems before?
Arguing or anything?
Yeah. And this is just another, you know, like a sign.
So yeah, you can't just ask a general question.
It's too general without knowing a little bit more in the back.
Right.
Background info.
Do you think it's important for her you know, because I addressed to her, it was like, you know, maybe you could communicate to her, mm-hmm. to him, that it's important for you to make out.
Definitely.
You know, and that, you know, I mean, that's the obvious, you know, out of what the information I see, mm-hmm. that, you know, with this question, it was like, obviously, like, to communicate what you feel. And obviously, that's one, like, 101, right?
Yep.
Say that's important for you to make out. Like with me, again, like I said, I might get tired all the time and say, oh, we got to schedule for another time. But I may, like, making out is for certain situations, like in the car. We're not going to make out really in the kitchen or here and there like that. But I try to do it to him to make him happy. But yeah, I guess you could say that, huh? For a man to be like.
Right?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah. If any guys do listen to this, actually send a message over. Hit us up on Facebook or something.
Is it okay to, like, is it, like, legit?
What's your take on that from a guy's point of view if you don't want to make out? Does it mean anything else? Are we looking too much into that? Is that, you know,
are we
overthinking
chicks?
It? Is that a girl thought?
Yeah, that could be the case. This is a case where we need the producer Jeremy to be
I
here.
I know. That's just my thought on that, though.
Yeah, we could be looking too deep into it.
Could be. Could he just truly be tired? I don't know.
Mm.
And experiences I've heard about, there was other things going on. I think it was kind of like tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's
Like what? Can you give me an example?
I think it's like early signs of something going on wrong within the relationship mm-hmm. is how I would think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like not living together isn't working out or just.
Right.
It's hard. Yeah, I guess it's hard and you don't want to communicate. So you communicate physically.
Yeah. Like sex isn't everything until you're not having it or you're not getting intimate. You know what I mean? It's not all of the relationship, but when it's not happening, it can be an issue.
And then you'll be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go do it home. Come on, let's go.
I'm
going to
show my love when I get home.
Yeah, I feel bad. He said something the other day. It was cute, but it was funny. It made me feel like, oh, I'm not doing it enough. But it was cute because he was like, if we're going to be together forever, you know, it was just, he said it randomly when it's half asleep. You know, if we're going to be together forever, like, you could do this more, you know? Yeah. It was kind of like that. And I felt partially guilty, like, oh my God, I'm going to go do it. Like, you know, because I just been exhausted and stressed lately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got to.
See,
and women, you got to do it.
Yeah, and I think the women versus male sex drive can vary depending on age and. What?
No, when you said sex drive, I don't know why I said it.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to tell you.
What?
Okay. Ladies, please do not buy a $20 or less vibrator.
What did you do?
Because my cheap ass got one. We went to a sexy shop. And, you know, because it'd be cute. Let's go. All this sexy time talk.
Come on. Where did I tell you?
We got battery. Well, because I didn't feel like spending all my money on it. It was like, I could buy other stuff. I could buy guitar stuff.
I told you, get the gift that keeps on giving.
Giving. I know. Well, we saw them and there was these colorful ones. There was those pink. They're like the color of your cup. It's like a pink magenta.
Yeah.
And they had different models with these little ball things and stuff. And those were like 50, 60, something like that. Mm-hmm. And those are the plug ones. Obviously, I know I got to get the plug one because I went.
Rechargeable.
Yeah, I went for a battery one that came out to $20 after tax. And I just wanted to get out of there because I was hungry and I wanted to go to Checkers or Rallies or whatever. I just wanted to go and eat some chili fries. Mm-hmm. And I settled on something blue because everything else in there was freaking pink.
Okay, and how did it operate?
A phone would have, like, the vibration mode. I don't know. It was about, basically, I threw it away yesterday because I was like, what the fuck? Because my hand was vibrating more and it was hurting my hand to hold the thing. Oh, we got a caller now?
Hurry up. Say hello.
We got 50 seconds. Hello, caller. This is Sexy Time Talk. Can you hear us? What? You have a question about your bunghole? I can't believe I'm saying bunghole.
I can't believe either.
Okay, Beavis and Butthead.
It looks like you're there, caller.
It looks like you're just trying to listen to women. Hang up. It's a breather. It's a breather. Hang up. He's whacking off. Hang up. So anyways, the show's
more
about
adventures.
Over.
More adventures on your vibe next time.
I wanted to play Larry Flint for you.
The judges. I have my rights as well, and I am proud of this American heritage and the principles that it embodies.
That's the only thing cool about Larry Flint. Thank you for calling.